Let's go back to the Katy Cave for a second. Of course, Pat's gone, and all the folks that worked at the Katy Cave are gone.
Right.
And do you remember what it was like in the basement?
I don't remember a lot, but it was definitely the lowest rent of that Midwest place, and it was down in the basement. I know they had a little control room, possibly another little office. I don't think it was very much. I don't recall that much about it.
Because we don't have any pictures or we don't have anything, so that's why I was...
It wasn't on the main tourist attractions of the Casper visiting team.
Shirley described it. She described it as a dark and dank building, and then apparently it would flood. When you got a big rainstorm, it would fill up with water, and so then I guess it wasn't the most pleasant place to be at all.
Yeah, it probably, like a lot of those buildings in Casper, had an older-style air system, and probably there were windows at alley level or something, and when there was a real gully washer, I wouldn't be surprised, but the rains would come in the windows and stuff, but...
Let's go back to Katy Lane. Were you there when they moved into the building?
I really don't think so. I don't remember at what part. I know they were still perfecting the studio, the console, but they were broadcasting out of there, and sales guys were there. I don't remember any big move stuff, but, you know, in those days they did everything in the middle of the night after sign off, then ba-boom. And I think they had I can kind of vaguely remember visiting with Bill Sims and stuff, and I think they already had a routine of what he wanted done, and he had specific things, I needed to do this and this and this, and...